We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Reish Lamed Hey, the second chapter of Shaar Avodat Elohim. Da, I want you to know, ki kmo asher laguf yesh gvul v'arkava, just as the body has its limitations, and each body has the way it's composed, v'yesh mispar levarav v'gidav untachav, and there is a specific number to the limbs, to the sinews, to the different parts of the body. V'shem yuchad lechol echad, and each one has their specific name, kefi pulato miyuchadet elav, the name corresponds to what it does. Ken ha'avoda imukevet mimasim pratim, just as that which is physical is composed of its components, so too the service of Hashem, also has its components, specific acts that together make a person an oved Hashem. Misparam katzuv kemispar ha'evarim ve'agidim, and the number of acts that it takes to be an oved Hashem is defined. It has a correspondence to one's limbs and sinews. Remach mitzvot asay neged remach evarim. 248 mitzvot asay, active, proactive commandments corresponding to the 248 limbs. Shin Samechei, 365 mitzvot lo ta'aseh, prohibitions neged shesagidim, corresponding to the 365 sinews. V'shem klali alehim hu avodat Elokim, and the general name that encompasses all of them is what we call avodat Elokim, the service of God. Uchmo sheyesh laguf malbushim meginim alav min hamikrim umachzikim et kiyumo umtziuto, and just as the body has the different coverings that protect it and that allow it to continue fulfilling its tasks and allow it to continue existing, right? We have an eyelid, protects the eye. We have hair, protects the head. Uvifulatam mitamim el binyan aguf, and in their action, they're similar to the way the body is formed. Asher gamu rak levush lagen al hanefesh, you wear a jacket, takes the shape of your arm, right? Things take the shape of what they're covering, what they're encompassing. Because they're protecting something, so too the body is really protecting the soul. It's a garment to the soul. Kmo atzamot v'basar v'or v'adam. The body is compiled of the bones, the flesh, the skin, the blood, u'shar chalakim haklulim b'arkavato, and all the other components that make up a human body. V'chen yesh el haguf mishartim po'alim ha'mistafim imenu, and the body has all kinds of servants, so to speak, that help it out. The body has the eyes, and through the eyes it sees. It has the ears to hear. You have your hands, your feet, your eyes, your ears that help you do whatever you have to accomplish. Each one has their specific task. Yes?
Is there like a place where it actually like goes through all those like
Yes. The Mishnah.
He lives in the public
Three in the calf of the foot, shisha b'chol etzba, I'm sorry, shloshim b'pisat ha'regel, 30 in the foot, how so? Shisha b'chol etzba, 6 in each of the fingers, asara b'kursal, 10 in what we call the ankle, shnaim b'shok, 2 in the, I think this is called the femur, chamisha b'arkuva, 5 in to form what we call the knee, echad bayarech, 1 in the thigh, shlosha bakatlit, 3 in the, what's this called, the pelvis, ve'echad asar tzlaot, 11 ribs, shloshim bepisat hayad, you have 30 that make up the hand, shisha b'chol etzba, 6 in each finger, shnaim bakane, 2 in this part of the arm, shnaim b'marpek, 2 in the elbow, echad b'zroa, 1 in the upper arm, dalet b'katef, 4 in the shoulder, Mavechan mizeh, mavechan mizeh. So you have 101 on the right and 101 on the left. 18 chuliot b'shedra, 18 in the vertebrae, in the spine. Tisha barosh, 9 in the head. Shmona b'tzavar, 8 in the neck. Shisha b'mafteach shelev, 6 in what the Mishnah calls the key of the heart. Chamisha ben kavav, 5 in the apertures, the openings. Kol echad ve'echad, etc. So there the Mishnah enumerates how they counted 248 limbs. Now don't ask me what's an aver. I don't know how you define exactly what an aver is. Yes. Okay.
But I have a question. If it says 6 in each finger, there's already a problem. Because the thumb only has 2 joints and have 2 parts as opposed to 3 in the regular, so there's 3 in every finger.
Well, they're obviously counting beyond the knuckle, right? If they're counting 6.
This is the third one here.
I don't know how they're counting.
1, 2, 3.
You said 1 here and then 2 here?
Correct. I don't know how they broke it down. I don't know. I don't know. Just a second, Betzala was waiting before, yeah.
We're saying that each part of the body is one specific thing, but it seems we're forgetting about breaking it off. Something's there, and
then it's
not.
I heard that
when you do,
and that's
a mitzvah,
called an aver, right?
I understand when you do a mitzvah, right? That you give spiritual sustenance to these limbs and the lumbar back.
Okay. Yes, Yehuda.
Would we apply this definition of aver to the issur of ever min ha'chayim? I mean, if you didn't, huh? No.
No. If I remember correctly, even a kazayis minachai is considered aver minachai.
So it's not an exact term.
I think so. Okay, back, we went off on a big tangent here. Back to the Rag Midum now. So the body has all these different components that do its work. וכן יש לו שלוחים ועבדים עושי במלאכה ומדברה ומליצה וצופה ואשר אין בינם ובין הגוף קים ההתחברות. And then the body has those that do its work for it. They speak on its behalf. They look out on its behalf. That the only connection between them and the body is the fact that they're connected. כאיברים הפועלים והמשרתים מחוברים הם ומתיידים ממצם הגוף. You have your eyes, but you don't say that your eyes is a part of the body. Your eyes is serving the body. It's connected to the body. They grow with the body. So you have, if you have a body, and then the body, you have all the limbs that can feel, and then you have the limbs that can do more than that. Your eyes can see. Your cheek doesn't see. Your nose doesn't see. But your nose smells. So that you have these limbs that are serving the body, so to speak, but they're connected to the body. אבל הבגדים והמשרתים המובדלים הם גדלים במקום אחר ומובעים אל הגוף. But then you have things that serve the body that you have to import. You have to buy clothing. אבל יותר אין ביניהם דבר. And even when you buy clothing, the clothing aren't attached to the body. Your eyes grow as your body grows. Your nose grows as the body grows. Your clothing don't grow as the body grows.
So does that have something to say about
what we
were like in...
כמו אשר האיברים מכוונים מעת הבריאה ברח לפעולתם משימושם על הגוף, אם ידעו ממנו יחלש או יעדר, או תכבד עליו חיותו וקיומו. So just as the body needs limbs, and the body needs the limbs to serve it. And if a person suddenly loses the use of one of those limbs, he is weakened, and life starts being more difficult. Sometimes a person doesn't even want to live. People sometimes go blind, go deaf. People can't walk, and that makes life very difficult. And each one has its element of how important it is to our lives. You have a guy whose pinky in his foot goes numb. So you'd be surprised how much we use the pinky in our foot to maintain balance. But at the end of the day, you could live. It doesn't make a person feel like, I don't want to live. A person goes blind, that's a different story. A person goes mute, a person goes deaf, that's a different story. So each limb has its weight in our life. Ken abgadim v'avadim. Same is true for clothing and servants. Me'em asherim yadu mimenu yamut la shachat. Some things, if a person doesn't have, he lives in Siberia, he doesn't have a coat, so then a person can die. Then you have clothing that if a person is missing, that can cause him to go weak, it could cause him to get ill. A person doesn't have shoes. Or there are clothing that if a person is missing, he's embarrassed. And the same is true about other servants in our life. Parents. If a person doesn't have any teachers or any parents, people who educate him, people who guide him, so then it's as though he lost his brain, he lost his heart. So the Magen Midubna was developing the following thought. Just as the body is composed of its limbs, and each one has their task, and then you have other limbs that really serve the body, like the eyes and the ears, and the nose, the senses. So too in the spiritual world. We have parts that are integral to our growth, to our being. We have other things that are just beneficial. This is how it goes also when it comes to the service of Hashem. Mehem asher hem ikarei ha'avodah untachea. There are some things that are critical to the service of Hashem. There are some things that Hashem gave us directly. He says, what do parents give and what does God give? We know there are three partners in the creation of man. So the parents give him the body, and Hashem gives him the soul. So you have, that's a very important part of life. You need a soul, right? He says, by the same token, if we talk about the Torah, so Moshe is like the father and mother. He sets the stage, and Hashem gives us, just like Hashem gives us the soul, Hashem gave us the Torah. And now he gives us a huge chiddush. He says, what's the difference between the Ten Commandments and the rest of the Torah? Look at these, they're called the Ten Commandments. About the Ten Commandments, it says Hashem gave them exactly like this. Notice that these Ten Commandments are called Luchot HaBrit. What does Brit mean? The covenant. And that's because the Ten Commandments really show us the foundation, the founding principles of the Avodat Hashem, of the service of Hashem. The rest of the mitzvahs were given over through Moshe and Aaron. Yesh miyuchadim l'Aaron, yesh miyuchadim l'Moshe. Some were given directly by Moshe, some were given directly by Aaron. Just as the body, some of the things you get from your mother, some of the things you get from your father, the soul you get from Hashem. But the body is formed from a drop. How big is a woman's egg? We know the sperm. It's the size of a kernel. I don't remember if it's a kernel of sugar.
That's
sugar.
That's a, you know what? What's one piece of sugar? One little.
No.
Sugar
sugar?
Like a grain of sugar, yeah. One grain of sugar. That's the size of a woman's egg. And that's what all of us came from. Think about it.
Wow.
That's how we all started out. So
how did you get started in this?
Ken dibur ha-mitzvah ba lehem al yedei Moshe va-Aaron. By the same token, the mitzvah was said over by Moshe and Aaron. Uvichlalam hem nikrim toryag mitzvot. You look at the whole thing, you say that's a human being. You look at the whole thing, you say that's taryag mitzvos. Mitachdot achat elchad bekarsei chokhmah vedat kedoshim. Really, it's one whole being. But it begins with, where's the soul? Where does it all begin? With the Ten Commandments that Hashem gives us to get directly. Then Moshe and Aaron are coming and they get the people together to give over the continuation of the taryag mitzvos. Our sages, each one in their generation, in their time, they made their institutions. They arranged for us their institutions that are like clothing to the body to help us maintain the body, to help us maintain the Torah. V'akadosh Baruch Hu kalal kol divrei chazal belav belo tosum nadvar she'egidu l'cha yimin u'smol. But Hashem gave us this general direction. Hashem says, don't leave what they tell you to the right or to the left. So what do we see today? Very long and intricate thought. He says, the body has its limbs. Each one has its task. The body is composed of many specific limbs. The limbs have things that protect them and help them remain existent. And the limbs themselves can be divided to those that are the body, life, and then those that serve the body, the eyes, the ears, etc. By the same token, a person's service of Hashem can be divided, that there are some things that are the essence of the service of Hashem, like the neshama that Hashem gave us, like the Ten Commandments that Hashem gave us, and then there are the things that are a part of the body, but they're already servicing, they work with the body. And that's how he wants to divide between the Ten Commandments and the rest of the Torah, even though really we're just as obligated to keep the rest of the Torah as the Ten Commandments. It's like one whole body. But this is like the neshama, and this is like the rest of the body. And then the takanot, the institutions of our sages, those are like clothing. That's to protect the body, to keep the body the way it should be. Now the truth is we didn't do this justice. I didn't see a way to divide up this chapter. We did the whole chapter today. So it's all of two pages, but we did the whole chapter because it's one long thought. But at the end of the day, we have to really go back and break up the chapter and understand what does he mean by that? The way he defines the soul, the Ten Commandments as opposed to the rest of the mitzvos. Really, this requires more work. Maybe one day we'll have a chance to go back to it.